Hello, welcome everyone. I'm Erin Schaefer. I'm the Grad Assistant at the Women's Center. I'd like to welcome you to our Women on Wednesday series, Education, Advocacy, and Empowerment, celebrating 20 years. A few items before we get started, please turn off any pagers or cell phones, and please stay seated until 12:50 as a courtesy to our performers. Also, if you could please fill out the evaluation sheet, we use this for future programming. And just an announcement, there's an upcoming event next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. It's Daisy Hernandez. She's a feminist author, journalist, and editor of Color Lines magazine. It'll be in Ritchie Auditorium again next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30. All right. Our session today is titled Stalking Revisited. According to the National Stalking Resource Center, 3.4 million people over the age of 18 are stalked in the U.S., and 1 in 4 reports being stalked through the use of technology. Today's performance will explore the problem of stalking, including the abuse of several different kinds of technology and what constitutes inappropriate behaviors within relationships. Our performers today are from the Players Performance Group. Players Performance Group is a public forum for contemporary social and cultural issues. Members are provided a space to explore intellectual and educational growth by cultivating a critical engagement with various social problems through aesthetic means and a commitment to dialogic communication between self, other, and society. Please meet our performers. Zeb Scanlon is a sophomore with an undecided major. Ryan Rorty is a junior and he's a psychology major. Kelly Malloy is a freshman and she hasn't decided her major yet. Amanda Chenard is a senior and she's a communication studies major. And Thomas Opat is a sophomore and a communication studies major. We are very grateful to have them here with us today. Please join the Women's Center in welcoming the Players Performance Group.
Click the Fox icon, Google. New tab, Pandora. New tab, Yahoo. New tab, Yahoo Mail. New tab, Twitter. New tab, school email. New tab, YouTube. New tab, new tab, new tab, new tab, new tab, new tab, new tab.
Open browser, check Gmail. Spam, spam, chain letter. Click delete, click delete, click delete. Spam, spam.
Enter the computer lab. Sit down next to a stranger. Fix my monitor, fix my keyboard, move my chair closer to the desk. The kid next to me gets shifty-eyed and tilts their monitor away.
I hear a little blip sound and see the text.
Hi, Zeb.
With 5-letter B's and a smiling face after my name. How endearing.
Sign into Instant Messenger. Go back to browser. Type in www.facebook.com. Sign in. Browse feed. What's her name is?
Oh my god.
This sucks. Why'd this have to happen? Ooh. John Doe is now single. Comments.
That bitch.
Johnny, what happened?
Ding. Play 76652 says.
Hey, what's going on?
Login. Control-Alt-Delete. Username, password, enter. Computer refuses to say anything but welcome while it loads. Try not to get bored. 5 minutes passed. Kid next to me is still shifty-eyed.
We talk with plastic letters and virtual words on a screen. Being the most empty form of laughter. We commend each other's sense of humor with H's and A's and LOLs. See you tomorrow. Log out.
Ding, play 76652 says.
Hey, why didn't you respond? You know, it's rude not to respond.
Sorry, I've gotta go. Sign up Instant Messenger, close browser. is cyberstalking?
Cyberstalking is a technologically based attack on one person who has been targeted for reasons of anger, revenge, or control.
Cyberstalking can take many forms.
Harassment.
Embarrassment.
Humiliation of the victim.
Harassing family.
Friends and employers.
To isolate the victim.
Scare tactics to instill fear.
And much more.
The term can also apply to the traditional stalker.
Who uses technology to trace and locate their victim's movements more easily.
Or like using Facebook notifications to know what party they're attending.
Or Twitter.
Or IMChat.
Or the classic MySpace, even. We are history and documentation. No longer are we a single interaction. We are multitudes, refractured a thousandfold.
Open arms with tentacles sprouting from our fingertips.
The internet.
Rhizome. Wrapping around the globe.
Reach out! But beware, snaking through vines, our voices whispering names.
Homing pigeons with gigantic white teeth, chomping into nameplates.
Move, click.
Move, click.
Move, click.
Move, click.
Move, click. Each page, a new I.
Am I out there? Where are you?
What degree of danger is the average person on Facebook really in?
How do people come to think cyberstalking is an acceptable activity?
What is the line between getting information on a person, harassment, and cyberstalking?
Is it cyberstalking if you never even talk to them?
What information do I have on the internet?
The victim's MySpace page is set to private. But it does list her mood as miserable, which would make sense, because just in the span of a few days, her current boyfriend committed suicide, and her ex-boyfriend was arrested for stalking her. You have to be a friend to access Shalice Erickson's MySpace page, but she said that a series of messages from her ex-boyfriend were downright threatening.
I told you that if I saw you with David again, that would be the end of you. That's not a threat, that's a promise.
Detectives said the harassment turned even more vicious when Hutchinson posted nude photographs of Erickson on the internet.
It's very obvious to see his intent was to create fear and embarrassment with these explicit photographs.
Investigators said Hutchinson admitted to the cyberstalking. He was arrested and ordered to stay away from Erickson.
He knows you.
He needs you. A purpose.
A timeless interaction.
Consonants bouncing, words are refiguring.
I like you.
You're pretty. 187.
Or not.
187.
Or not.
187.
Or note the same sentence typed over.
Fuck you.
And over.
I saw you.
And over.
I'll kill you.
Again.
Numbers on bulletin boards. A numerical name. The first. A guilty plea from a 50-year-old former security guard.
A power system broken down.
System damage.
System no longer protects.
A 28-year-old woman impersonated on the internet, on chat rooms,
online bulletin boards, posted telephone numbers, addresses,
messages that she had fantasized about being raped.
Six occasions. Early in the morning, middle of the night, men knocking on doors saying they wanted to rape her.
Guilty.
Just could spend up to 6 years in prison?
You log on to Facebook and notice a message on a friend's page.
From your ex.
That jerk! And before I know it, I've downloaded his picture.
And magnified it 1,000 times, just so you can see how hot they are now.
Damn!
Within seconds, you know where they live, who they work for, where they vacation to.
And now, I've got a whole hard drive just full of pictures of him.
Now, if only you can find their Twitter feed.
You can discover what they're doing at this very moment.
Does that sound familiar?
If the answer is yes, congrats.
You very may well be a cyberstalker.
If it's no, you're lying.
Twitter may be a great way to keep in touch with friends and family.
It's also turning us into
online obsessives. Who think nothing of checking up on our exes or tracking down our partners.
And with tweets and status updates available on our mobiles, cyberstalking
has never been so easy.
Cyber rage is a condition that transforms ordinary people into infatuated neurotics.
Facebook!
There's a good chance that someone at this very moment is having a look through your profile page.
Maybe it's an old friend. It's probably an ex.
Or at worst, it's a prospective boss checking out all the incriminating photos of your night out with the guys in accounting.
Welcome to the dark side of Facebook. A recent study found that 1 in 5 people who enjoyed a holiday fling last summer were caught thanks to evidence posted on their social networking sites.
This April, aspiring model Michelle Westby clicked onto a rival model's Facebook page and was shocked to discover intimate pictures of her own boyfriend.
A little ticket confirmed that he had been two-timing both of them.
I admit it. I've had a sneaky peek at my ex-girlfriend's Facebook profiles.
One of them looks better than she did when I was with her, and that could get annoying.
Several are married. I checked out their husbands, too.
No doubt a few have done the same to me.
The really dedicated ones will have already found me on Google Street View.
And there's the twist. Just as easy as it is to stalk somebody else, it's just as easy to get stalked yourself.
It had been about 5 months since he started ignoring her, ending their so-called relationship. They were no longer Facebook friends, and she was quite bitter. Even so, she continued to search his name because his page was public, so she could check up on him every so often. Then he checked his page one last time, but this time, his page was private. Even his picture was an anonymous bluish bust. And then she wondered, does he know?
One of 12 women felt in their bones.
Felt skin rise on the back of their necks and opened magic virtual worlds to the window.
And found the world watching back.
Where is the government's shield?
What can I do to protect myself?
What are the solutions my country has provided me?
No personal information in the public sphere.
Unacceptable.
No real names.
Nicknames.
Gender.
Neutral.
Age.
Neutral.
Identity.
Erased.
Resist contact.
Use public space.
Change your ISP.
If the voice
yells.
Cuts.
Alienates.
You should move elsewhere.
To the margins. These are not options.
I spy no solutions.
Digging in governmental mountains of trash is like asking me to pretend I made it all.
He was a level 80 Blood Elf Paladin, and I was a level 80 Troll Hunter. He was a friend of a friend who just so happened to play World of Warcraft back when I did. We talked a bit in-game, and then one day, he added me to Facebook. I didn't really think anything of it.
There you are. I've seen you before. Go to a lot of the same places. Who are you? I want to know. So that's your name? I love it. What do you do in your free time? I love that movie too. I read that same book. Next time I see you, try to say hi.
Time went on, and he started commenting on everything, like pictures and status updates almost as soon as I put them up, and even conversations with our mutual friends. I wondered why, but I just tried to ignore it.
This looks like she had a crazy weekend. Just send her a quick hello message. She seems nice, according to what her profile tells me. Who am I? I suppose she wouldn't know. What are you up to this weekend?
Eventually, my boyfriend noticed this random guy that he didn't know posting on all of my things and questioned me. Then he commented, "He's hitting on you." My response was just, "I know."
Why has she not replied yet? Hey, what's the good word? I wonder if her address is up here.
Eventually, the comments and the stalking stopped, as far as she could tell anyway.
6th and 7th. I'll bump into her, pretend I was walking somewhere else. Fuck, there she is. Oh, good, she's walking the other way. I had no idea what to say. I wonder where she's going. Might as well find out.
Men's voices silencing others.
Because they fail to silence their own.
87%.
87% are men.
Men, you have been named. We have been named. For acts.
For complicity.
For failing to address the issue.
Honors graduate from the University of San Diego terrorized 5 female students.
With hundreds of violent and threatening emails.
4 to 5 emails a day.
They laughed at me. They ridiculed me.
A brain replicating internalized images.
The victims never met him.
The legal system handcuffs itself.
For law enforcement, who would investigate a cyberstalker, would have to notify the cyberstalker that the agency has requested their records, therefore jeopardizing the validity of the criminal investigation.
Craigslist obsession.
Dear hot, studly guy at the library, for some reason I cannot seem to get you off my mind. It has been a few months since I saw you at the library that day. If I remember correctly, you came in the side door of the library. You were dressed very nicely. Pullover hoodie, dark color. Gray, I think. Crisp blue jeans. Perhaps they were top brands. You looked absolutely stunning. Remarkable, even. Like a clothing model. But not like a JCPenney clothing model. You were better than that. Like a Greek or a Roman god. Dark hair cut short. Tussled in the wind gingerly. Soft, perfect skin. The veins in your arms almost made me ooze on the spot. Unfortunately, I cannot remember what color your eyes were. Perhaps they were blue? How do people get themselves to look that good?
I'm getting goosebumps. After a while, you went to the bathroom, and I contemplated whether or not I should follow you and sneak up behind you at the urinal and grope. Or just see if you looked at me or talked to me or said anything. But I didn't follow you, darling. No, I didn't follow you. When you returned, something wasn't working with your laptop. Apparently you were too far away and losing signal. And then you walked over to the table that I was sitting at. And like a gentleman, you asked if you could plug your computer in here? But when you spoke and looked at me, my breath stopped cold. I couldn't believe that someone so beautiful, so gorgeous, was looking at me and talking to me. But quickly, and averting my gaze, I said, "I don't care."
You sat down, straight across and to my right. I wonder if I came off rude when I said that I didn't care. I did care. I wanted you to sit there. Well, better yet, I could have let you have my chair. The sea would have already been warmed up just waiting for your ass to sit down and get cozy. Or even better, you could have sat in my lap. So you sat down with your small, fancy white laptop. I assume it was a Mac. You even used the little touchpad instead of a mouse.
I can never get those to work.
So you sat across from me and to my right. I wondered if you looked at me at all. I mean, I tried to keep my eyes down, but sometimes I couldn't help but to look at you. I mean, I couldn't help to look at your strong arms and your strong muscles flexing and your veins carrying your warm blood. And as I said, I mean, I know I couldn't have looked so good. I mean, I was coming from work. I do so wish you would have sat across from me instead of to my right side, because my right side is my worst side. But, I mean, we could have bumped legs, too.
I was wearing a green hooded jacket, zipped up in the middle. A dear friend had gotten it from the Goodwill for me, but I think I looked quite nice in it. I don't really remember if you had a scent. Perhaps you were too far away. But if you did have a smell, well, I think it would have been a nice one. I'm not sure if I smelled or not. There might have been a fragrance permeating from my underarms. I think I wore deodorant. You know how that goes. Oh, and then there were my shoes. I hope I didn't step in any animal crap. Oh, I have a lot of animals, and if it wasn't one of my animals, and if I walked to the library that day, it's a couple of blocks, and I don't know, but if I did, I desperately hope you didn't smell it. And besides, floors were carpet.
I think I might have been wearing my yellow socks. I mean, they're my lucky ones, and since I've seen you, they probably were. But, I mean, you look to be in your mid to late 20s. You probably thought I was in my early teens. I've been told I have angelic features.
Like a baby.
But I swear I wasn't 11 or 12. I mean, I'm legal! But, unfortunately, my mother came and sat down next to me and asked if I was ready to go. I wonder if you watched me walk away. I mean, I'm very glad that I've gotten this off my chest, even if I don't know if you'll read this on Craigslist or not. I mean, I've never seen you before then and not since, and I don't even know if you're married or if you like men or what your name is, but I do know that I liked what I saw, and most of all, I liked how you acted with kindness and respect.
Perhaps my appearance frightened you. Perhaps you simply took to kindness and grace for fear of not asking that I might be told that my personal space was being invaded. Perhaps you thought that I would reach for the knife that sheathed to my leg and stab you
on
the spot.
I'm gonna get you!
I wonder if you frequent there often. I don't visit the library much these days, but when I do, I wonder if I've just missed you or if someone else has seen you. I've told my friends about you. They've nicknamed you the Library Hottie, but I've nicknamed you Sam.
The lunchtime spat ended as quickly as it had begun. So the seventh grader thought until she went home and logged onto her MySpace page.
I'm gonna drag you up and down the hallway, bitch! I'm gonna fuck you up!
Shut your mouth! Jessica later reported the incident to school officials. However, 6 weeks later, she still feels she has not heard the end of it.
I know how easy it is for kids to insult each other, especially when they don't have to do it face-to-face.
Last fall, school districts revamped their anti-bullying policies, adding teeth to prohibitions against cyberbullying and cyberstalking.
If a child has access to a cell phone or a computer, there's the potential for it to happen.
Online bullying starts in elementary school, runs rampant through middle schools, and continues to haunt kids in high school. Though it generally originates from a home computer, it almost always winds up on school campuses. Nationally, online bullies are far more prominent than sexual predators.
The language and the threats, well, they would curl your hair. Kids are doing this all the time in the safety of their own homes. And because of it, well, the parents, they just let it fly.
As with face-to-face bullying, the effects of cyberbullying can be devastating. Some kids lose sleep, become withdrawn. Other kids cut classes, eventually drop out of school. Sometimes they commit suicide. Governor Charlie Crist signed the Jeffrey Johnston Stand Up for All Students Act in June.
The program, which aims to erase the popular notion that being a bully or a bully's target is a normal part of growing up, tries to teach students how to be more courageous in the face of bullying without bullying back.
Lizzie Fultz, the 14-year-old who is underweight, hopes that her classmates were listening. She's underweight for her age and has been fending off comments like,
"You're so skinny.
Why don't you go to the bathroom so you can throw up?"
Girls get bullied more frequently than boys, but she thinks that girls are more likely to cyberbully as well. Because on MySpace, girls can be tough.
Kids are more likely to be cruel when they don't have to witness firsthand the reaction of the ones that they are tormenting. And a lot of times, they don't even realize what they're doing is wrong.
We simply have to increase their awareness.
Step, echo, echo. Eyes on me, darkness alley, faster, faster, stop, stop.
Don't be crazy, no one's there.
Cats screech, cars honk. City life leaves too much to my imagination.
Opportunities. What is loneliness? My solitude is only physical. Them, outside, they don't matter. Shit! But they do. Facebook, MySpace, IMChat, Twitter. Good God, the opportunities. Payment is long due. Only a sign-up screen and three small clicks away from the emotional plethora of CyberChat. The essence of becoming somatically barren. Rapture! Observe all the tiny green dots of presence. I am present. All the young so-and-sos like furry, fresh rabbits across the hunting field. Down the firing range. All the insects of my self-conscious. Payment is long due, my young naked friends. Keeping my camera turned off, for I am now the observer. Keep your green dots lit. Blip, click, blip, blip, click. All the interaction, my consumption beckons me. What is loneliness?
Your lights are on. Did you know? Oh, I was in the neighborhood, you know, out shopping at a bar, you know, eating at Subway. Oh, I decided to try the 6-inch ham, Italian urban cheese, American cheese, spinach, green peppers, olives, and lots of mayo. Did you get the same sandwich? Yum. I didn't expect to run into you. Eyes darting, brow furrowing, don't look at me! But don't you dare look at anyone else either.
Well, I just lingered
wall of photos in my room grows. And suddenly, she's everywhere. My thoughts, my dreams, and my surroundings. I want to approach her and talk to her, but she's always physically unreachable. I asked around, and I found an acquaintance, and from there, a neighbor. I found out where she lived, and tonight, I'll deliver a letter to her doorstep, professing my obsession. No, that's much too strong. My infatuation, or my love.
I hear a little blip sound and see the text. Bye, Zeb. With 5 letter B's and a smiley face after my name.
Oh, dear.
See you tomorrow. Log out.
Turn off the monitor, put the keyboard away, move my chair away from my desk. Log out.
More spam, spam, chain letters. Click delete, click delete, click delete. Close Gmail, close browser, log out.
Close tab, close tab, close tab, close tab, close Firefox, log out.